two of you gals talk and you say, wouldn't it be wonderful if we all lived together?
Good friends team up to share expenses.
We talked about splitting up the rent.
But one friend.
The understanding between us is not the way she's laying it out to you.
Saved more than the other.
You got disgusted after a while, after 2 months. It didn't work out. She wasn't paying her share of the rent and expenses.
I was told we didn't have to.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Megan Rooney is suing her former friend, Lisa Gilbert, for security deposit, rent, and utility bills.
Order. All rise. Case number 261 on the calendar in the matter of Rooney versus Gilbert.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
You two ladies used to be friends. For how many years had you been friends before you tried this awful living arrangement?
4 years.
Where had you met?
I lived in North Carolina, where I met her. I was there for 3 months, and then I moved to Kansas for 3 years, and then we remained friends, and then I moved down to Texas after then.
You were living in Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Your husband is in the military?
Yeah, he's deployed in Afghanistan right now.
And at the time, and this was in 2013?
Mm-hmm.
2013, you were looking to get out of Kansas.
Right. Well, I was looking... Okay.
You were looking to get out of Kansas. And you have 2 children.
Yes.
And Miss Gilbert was recently married. She has 3 children.
Yes.
Husband is in the military. You were living on the base in Texas. 2 of you gals talk, and you say, wouldn't it be one of the house isn't big enough, so you all decide bigger house off base. For you and your 2 children, you and your 3 children, and your husband when he comes home from deployment. So far, is it accurate?
Except that my husband was party to all of it at that time. He's only recently deployed, and my mother was moving in with us as well.
Okay, so you had your husband, your mother...
And 1 daughter at home. The other 2 are college age.
Were they in college?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but they came home when they weren't in school.
Correct.
And had your mother always lived with you?
No, she was moving in at the same time.
So she was moving in and hadn't lived with you in the on-base housing?
No, ma'am.
So you got a house, and you put the lease to the house in your name?
Right, because the owner...
No, I don't care about the why, because.
Yes.
The lease to the house, I'm a lawyer.
Yes.
The lease to the house was in your name. Right. You and your children were merely listed as occupants.
Yes.
And now you're going to tell me your version of the contract, verbal as it was, that you made with Miss Gilbert with regard to splitting the expenses, because your lawsuit says it didn't work out. She wasn't paying her share of the rent and expenses, disgusted after her, and want to be repaid what you laid rent her, not for her. She has a counterclaim, and she said because you left, her family couldn't afford to stay in that place, and she had fees for breaking the lease, so she has a counterclaim. So now I want you to tell me what the conversation was, either before you left Kansas, when, who found the house?
Lisa did.
You found the house. I want you to tell me what the conversation was.
I was living in Kansas at the time and decided that I was
going to... Listen to me. We're past that already.
Okay.
We went from once upon a time, we're down to, you know, Goldilocks sitting in the small chair. You know, fast forward. Conversation. She finds a house. She knows how much the rent is. You call, you have a discussion. This is what the rent is. How are we going to arrange the finances? I assume you talked about that.
Absolutely.
That's what I want to hear.
We talked about splitting up the rent as, at first it was $400. That's what I was paying rent at in Kansas. So that was what I wanted to pay at first.
No. Listen to me. I don't care what you wanted to pay at first.
Okay.
I want to know what you agreed to, what your version is of what you agreed to pay. The total rent on the house was how much?
$1,850 per month.
$1,850. And you were 3 people.
Yes.
Right? And you were 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2 girls who came back to visit from college.
She paid her own portion. She had her own portion.
I don't care. That had nothing to do with her. $1,850 is the whole rent.
Yes, ma'am.
Your family was 1, 2, husband, 1 child, and 2 away at school,
correct,
college age. So you had 6 people. So what was the discussion?
I was to pay $500 a month.
Would sound more than fair. Go ahead. And?
And not utility. Just 500 flat. No utilities.
Oh, well, that's not fair. So if you rent, you'd probably pay a utility, sounds to me.
Correct.
So you got there, and what does she owe you?
Well, she owes me for the deposit.
Who put down the deposit?
I put down the deposit.
Completely. How much?
It was $1,500.
Show me, unless you acknowledge that she put down the deposit.
She did.
Okay, so she put down the deposit. Why?
Well, keep in mind, we lived in military housing and had no expenses for housing.
I don't
care. So her agreement, as a result of that, and as a result of the fact that we would have our monies held for approximately 30 to 45 days after we moved out, was that she would come up with a deposit, the move-in expenses, and that we were not allowed to pay that back because we're family. We even talked about that because I would not be able to pay that back in any kind of timely manner, and I was told we didn't have to.
So
we wouldn't have agreed to move otherwise.
I listened to exactly what you said and a lot of the stepping over your words, that you wouldn't have your money for 30 to 45 days, the money would be tied up. So she laid out the deposit. Go ahead. Next. $1,500. What else?
$1,500. And then they moved in mid-month in July. So I paid the half of July, which was all of that was due, which is 9.
Were you there in July?
No, I moved in August.
Okay, so you paid half of the month.
Right.
What was her excuse for not paying the half of the month?
It was the same that she just explained, was that she was going to get her money on August 9th, is what she told me, and that was when she was going to begin paying me back. And I actually have a text message.
I'd like to see it.
Okay. It was highlighted.
What's BAH?
Basic allowance for housing, which the military does not return until you've been.
Well, it's clear from all of these things that what you're saying is your mother's benefits, whatever benefits she's supposed to get, aren't going to kick in until sometime in August. And you're supposed to get your back housing allowance sometime in August. She says to you, isn't anyone making plans to split these expenses with me for July and August rent? And you say, yes and yes. We are, but then you give her the reasons why you can't do it until August, and something got held up, and your mother's benefits, you know, went really to Kansas. So it's clear that you had an agreement to pay her back for this money that she was laying out. Of course you did. Okay, what else? Did she pay August's rent?
No, I paid August's rent completely, and that was the point where I realized that I wasn't going to.
August's rent completely, you mean 1850?
1850, yes.
You have proof of that?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
This is what I'm giving you is a bank statement, and the name that you see on there is a landlord. I deposited it directly into her account, highlighted.
Well, how much of the deposit was yours? You gave him $1,500. How much were you supposed to chip in for the deposit?
We never talked about it, but I was assuming $500, a third.
Well, that would be about a third.
Mm-hmm.
I get $3,350.
When you're done with that, can I explain something, please? Very relevant to why the understanding between us is not the way she's laying it out to you. There's a third party who paid for that, who paid for these expenses. And the whole conversation was, we both, my mom and myself, said we are not going to have the funds to pay back those moving costs. We don't have it.
Just a second.
At the time.
Just a second.
Before we even got to that point. Yes, we're talking about how to pay it back down the line, possibly splitting expenses. Yes, obviously, we're going to figure out how to split the expenses in the house. That doesn't mean the same thing she thought it did, but not for the deposit, not at all. I was told specifically.
Why didn't you pay August's rent?
Because we didn't have our BAH back. It takes 30 to 45 days.
She paid it.
She promised to pay
Just
it.
Just a second. She paid it. And why didn't you pay July's rent? I mean, you have your husband, you have your mother, three adults. Forget your children. You have three adults. Nobody's
our
paying any expenses.
Money was still going to
judgment for the plaintiff
housing.
In the amount of $3,300. Your counterclaims dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Christensen versus Bruna, step forward.
Sue Christensen is suing her granddaughter's father, Michael Brunner, for medical bills resulting from her daughter's pregnancy.
Ms. Christensen, you have a daughter who's 18 years old.
Yes,
she
ma'am.
Has a baby. The defendant is the father of that child. And you are suing him for medical bills surrounding the birth of the child. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am.
You the daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Stand up, please. Tell me your first name.
Ashley.
Have you ever pursued Mr. Bruner in either family court or your local domestic relations court to have him legally adjudicated the father of your child?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
In what court and when?
We are in the family law court in Solano County and Sonoma.
When you say you're in, has that matter been adjudicated?
I believe so.
What do you mean you believe so? You had a baby. You should know whether or not the matter is concluded.
No, it's not concluded. Then no, it's not concluded.
Well, I assume that when you are in court, as part of the relief that you're seeking, you are seeking to have him not only adjudicated the father of this child. Have you taken blood tests yet?
No, ma'am.
Have you requested them?
No, ma'am.
Are you contesting paternity?
No, there's no doubt in my mind that I'm the father.
So that the only issue that remains is the issue of support. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
This issue is going to be taken care of as part of that larger case. You don't get two bites of the apple, only one. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do. So then why did you come here?
Judge Judy continues.
If he created the child, he's for his portion of those child's medical expenses, not hers.
Okay.
Didn't somebody explain to you?
No, ma'am.
Are you sure?
And later today.
I backed up and I hit his car. There was a small dent. I felt bad for him and I thought if I gave
him... You don't feel bad for him unless he felt as if it was your fault.
It definitely wasn't my fault.
Just a sec. Why did you feel sorry for him?
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Sue Christensen is suing her granddaughter's father, Michael Bruner, for medical bills resulting from her daughter's pregnancy.
Okay, why did you come here?
Well, this was for medical bills that we paid.
I don't care whether you paid them or not. I don't care who paid them. I don't care if she wasn't working. If there were medical bills surrounding the birth of...
They were for the birth of the...
He's not responsible for her pregnancy. The law in practically every jurisdiction does not hold the father, not married to the mother, responsible for her necessities, one of which would be medical care. So he's not responsible for any part of her medical bills for pregnancy by law. And I don't care who paid it. If you paid it, you're a parent. You're more apt to be responsible than he is. He's not responsible for her. If he created the child, he's responsible for his portion of those child's medical expenses. And the court, and wherever you are, will adjudicate him responsible for some part of the child's medical expenses, not hers.
Okay.
Didn't somebody explain that to you?
No, ma'am.
Are you sure?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I've now explained it to you.
Okay.
You're her mother. If she's not working and you choose to pay her medical bills, good for you. She's 18 years old. If she were my 18-year-old daughter, I would pay for her medical bills, too. It's not his responsibility. Was she living at home when she got pregnant?
No, she was living with...
old.
18.
18 or 17?
She was 17 when she met him. She was 18 when they moved in together.
How old was she when she got pregnant?
18.
And then that didn't last long? How long?
2 years.
Yeah, about a year and a half, 2 years.
2 years what, that you lived together?
No, that we were together.
How old are you now?
19.
When did you turn 19?
Last October, I was about to turn 20.
Okay, so I don't have to go further with this case. The medical bills for the baby will be adjudicated when you get to the issue of support in the family court. I've already told you that he's not responsible for your daughter's medical bills. Anything else we have to discuss? Perfect, thank you.
That's okay. Excuse me, step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Reynolds versus Mitchell. Step forward.
22-year-old Cedric Reynolds and his mother, Silva, are suing motorist Eva Mitchell for backing into their car in a parking lot.
Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds, it is your claim that the defendant is responsible for an automobile accident when either her car collided with yours, you claim she hit you. She says that you were actually backing out of a parking space. I'm going to start with you, Miss Mitchell. Would you go over to that chart?
Okay, yes. However...
Would you just go over to that chart? This accident happened on what date?
March 8th, 2014, Saturday.
And who was driving your car?
I was driving.
With whom was your car insured on March the 8th?
Geico.
And it had current insurance?
Yes, it still does.
And was your car insured?
Yes, ma'am.
With whom?
State Farm.
Did each of you put this claim in for this accident?
No.
No.
Why?
When the matter occurred, I asked
them. Back there just for a minute.
Yes. When the matter occurred, I said, I'll do whatever you want to do. If you'd like to call the police, we can call the police. If you
I'm not talking about police.
I'm talking about the insurance as well. I'm
talking about insurance. Mm-hmm. If you each had insurance on the car, why didn't you notify your various insurance carriers and let them ascertain who was going to pay for the damage?
We agreed to handle it out of court.
Why?
I felt bad. I thought that, you know, being as though I backed up and
he was coming out that I hit his car. There was a small dent. I felt bad for him, and I thought
if I gave him... You didn't feel bad for him unless you felt as if it was your fault.
It definitely wasn't my fault because he was going...
Well, then why did you feel sorry for him?
...the wrong way down a one-way street.
Just a second. Why did you feel sorry for him?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
They were asking me for more money than any of those damages could have been worth.
It's your fault. You should have reported it to your insurance company if you had insurance.
And I said we can go through the insurance now, but they didn't want to.
What do you mean now?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cedric Reynolds says fellow motorist Eva Mitchell backed into his car in a parking lot. Eva claims Cedric was driving the wrong way.
Now, why did you feel sorry for him?
Because he's a college student, and I did back into the car a bit, but...
You backed into his car?
Yes, but he was going the wrong way down a one-way area.
That doesn't matter.
In a blind spot.
You backed into his car. Now you can go over there.
Okay.
Okay. You're parked in the spot. Your car is the blue car.
My car is here.
That's your car.
Yes.
Now, you came into a parking area.
Yes.
The wrong way. Now, anybody have photographs?
Your Honor, I have photographs of the pictures of the car.
I don't want to see pictures of the car right now. I'm asking if anybody has photographs of this parking lot with one-way arrows.
It's not a one-way. It's a produce place. You can enter from the hotel side or you can enter from Albany Avenue side. You can go either way in the parking lot.
Were you in the
that
car with him?
No, Miss Elaine was.
Just a second. So you're just here because it was your car?
Right.
Sit. You were with him in the car?
Yes.
Could you stand up, please? Your last name is?
Davis.
How do you know him?
My mother was his babysitter since he was 6 weeks old.
Okay, and you were in the passenger seat?
Yes, ma'am.
Was there an arrow, one-way arrow, anywhere in that parking lot?
No, ma'am.
Was there a do not enter sign?
No, ma'am.
Go.
Okay.
You backed in to the plaintiff?
Yes.
And?
And I got out of the car, and I apologized, and I asked him
Fine.
If he wanted to call
then,
the police.
So why didn't you pay for his damage?
Because he was going the wrong way down...
No, he says he wasn't going the wrong way. Produce proof that he was going the wrong way.
Who proved it? Nobody proved it.
Now,
There's no signs
there. Don't look
to
be confused. If you ask me a question, I'm going to give you an intelligent answer, not a confused-looking answer. You take pictures of the parking lot.
Okay.
With a do not enter sign at the entrance or one way at the entrance, and then you produce it in court. That's how you produce it.
Okay.
And that's a very easy thing to do unless this parking lot has imploded. But if you backed into his car, it's your fault. I don't understand unless you actually...
I paid a portion of the damages.
Oh, just a second. So you accepted responsibility.
They were harassing me, and they were asking me for more money than any of those damages could have been worth.
It's your fault. You should have reported it to your insurance company if you had insurance.
And I said we can go through the insurance now, but they didn't want to.
What do you mean now?
After the accident.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, how much are the damages to your car?
Well, I got two estimates, and she tells between $750 and $725, so $725.
Can I see them, please? Also, the photographs. And how much money did Miss Mitchell give you?
She actually gave it to my mother. I was still in school at the time.
How much money did she give to your mother?
I believe $350.
$350?
Yes.
When did she give you the $350?
I want to say, Your Honor, around April. She sent me a text message and told me where she worked and that she had the first half of the money and I could come on her job and pick it up, and that's what I did.
$725 is the total to repair the car. She gave you $350, so she owes you $375, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
$375. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you. That's all.
Judge Judy, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You're ugly.
Look at those high boots.
Hey! Zip it!
Look at your stomach.
Sorry, it's this.
Only one person has attitude here. That would be me.
Next Judge Judy.
I'm fine with it.
I'm glad that the ruling was what it was today because she backed into my son.
I backed into his car when he was coming the wrong way through a parking lot.
She automatically gave up all of her credentials that showed that she was evidently wrong.
It is what it is.
I'm just glad the outcome was what it was today.